Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us through this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good morning, good morning. And let me start off by saying thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I seriously hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. Moreover, just getting you to think. All right, listen, I am excited, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what it is, this time of day. I must admit, I get the opportunity to start my day with talking with you fine people and just sharing some of my points of views. What's on my mind, what's going on, and I can't say it enough. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm excited. And then, of course, maybe I'm a little wired up because I actually, as I always do at this time of day, I'm on my second cup of coffee because I'm a two-cup guy. Oh, my God, I get a kick out of myself if nobody else does. All right, so listen, real quick, a lot of times it's ironic that I get to talk to you and I tell you about the weather. Right now, here in the Northeast, we have a little bit of a nor'easter going on. It's damp, it's rainy, it's cloudy. It is just one of those days that you just might want to lay in the bed and just curl up, you know, maybe watch a little TV and veg out. And it's really one of those days, and you know, fortunately for me, I don't have to work my other gig today, so I get to sit here and express some of myself to you people, and that's absolutely great. So I don't liken myself to be a weatherman, as I always say, but it's kind of raw out there today. So all right, so let's get right into it. Listen, there has been so much going on around the country today that it's amazing, and I seem to be leaning sometimes to the political aspect of what's going on, and I'll just touch base on that real quick, just short and sweet. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs with all the things that are going on, and people literally, just because you have a difference of opinion or a different points of view, that you literally want to hurt somebody and take their life because you don't agree with them. And I am no expert. I don't know all the ins and outs of what transpired. But, I mean, unless you've been living under a rock, and I'm even talking about around the world, that you've heard about the recent events in the country here where, you know, gentlemen decided to send some packages to some prominent figures and looking to do them harm. And thank God for our law enforcement and all these agencies. They are just top notch. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you. I had the utmost faith in a matter of time that they were going to apprehend this person. And it's really sad. You know, we don't have to agree on everything. You don't. I mean, you can sit down right now and we go to a restaurant. And I've said it before, you know, I might want the cheeseburger with a little bacon on it. And you want a salad. And that doesn't mean we want to hurt each other because we don't agree on what we want to eat for dinner. So it's just really sad. But I'm glad it came to a close. And then they're going to do their investigation and stuff. And again, it is what it is. You know, you want to get political. You want to. I'm not going to sit here and blame anybody, but I just do know for a fact that there are people that go along with the groups, and these groups, and they morph into this thing, and people just kind of go along with the program, and it's just a sad. It's sad. I'm hoping that there are not any other people out there that are going to try to copycat this person. And send other people packages. It's just scary, you know. When you have children, you have your family. It's you want to go out and enjoy yourself. This is the time of year where you know you want to get excited. You have the kids get their Halloween. The adults, we get our Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. We all get to sit back and enjoy the season of giving. Now it's not about giving. I mean, to be honest with you. Christmas is coming, you know, and, you know, I'm going to touch base on a few things around the Northeast this area and some really good things that you can do to enjoy the holidays with friends and family. But I'm not looking for anything. I mean, the older I've gotten, I'm not looking for gifts. What I want to do is I want to give gifts, and thank God I'm in the position. I've been blessed to be able to give, you know, some joy, some good times to people young and old. And that's where I'm at. So I mean that's what this season does. You know, I can recall real quick and I have to share. It's not and trust me, don't follow me on this. There's been more than one time that I just realized as I'm bringing it up. There was a woman, and she was a single mom. She had a couple children, you know, a couple kids. And she was struggling for Christmas. And, you know, it just fell on my heart that I wanted to do something for her. And I had the ability, I had the means, and some things just fell into place. And I got her some gifts for her children. And then I turned around and then I even, you know, I got them like a little holiday dessert and stuff. Now, I'm not saying this for anybody. I said, oh, my God, LBJ, you're a great guy. No, that's just human fundamental caring for other people, you know, and we all have it. Sometimes it gets overshadowed by, you know, maybe the company we keep or the things we hear or things like that. But we all have it. I'm telling you, we all have it. Test yourself. You know, I mean, I don't really, unless you have, you know, this evil streak, I don't really see you wanting to just harm other people just because, for whatever reason, for some ungodly reason, I don't see that. So, you know, I really hooked her up, and one of the biggest joys that I got out of that, she never knew who did it. She had an idea, and I didn't own up to it. And I said, that's very nice. And it really just, oh, my God, it was such a nice feeling to see those kids enjoy, you know. And then there's been a couple other occasions when I've tried to help some people. And I remember these young boys, last one, these young boys inside the school, and I was doing my thing, and kids were going around anyway asking, what do you want for Christmas? And these two little boys, these brothers, they said they just wanted batteries. And I was like, batteries? And they said, yeah, just because, you know, we got some toys that, you know, from around the house, and all we want is just get batteries so we can play with the toys. Oh, my God. I could have melted right there. A grown man getting all misty, looking at these. And they were innocent, and they were legitimate, and they were sincere. Well, you don't have to do that to me. So I hooked them up, and I got them one of these PlayStation toys and things like that and hooked them up. And, I mean, it's such a nice time. So, anyway, going off on a tangent there. Yeah, so I'm not looking for anything. I'm looking to give. But, like I said, the You know, so this is a time where we should enjoy, and we're bombarded with a lot of this other stuff going on around the world. And I'm hopefully optimistic. Eventually, we'll get it all together and things will kind of level out. I hope and pray, not only for here in this great country of ours, but also around the world. And I mean it. You know, I'm only a little voice. I mean, if you're listening to me, you know, God bless you and thank you. And there's a lot of people that are not going to listen to me and not going to hear me. And it just, you know, I want us to level out and start treating each other with a little civility and some human kindness. You know, I believe that's, you know, that's in the, it's in the grander scheme of things. So, real quick update. I am diligently working on my project. It is challenging and more challenging than I thought, but I'm really enjoying the journey. And I hope to start, promoting that out soon, eventually, and share some of that as I open it up to you fine people in the world. So that's where I am. And I'm also going to start, you know, picking in and out with the holidays, and I'll come up with some stuff on what's happening around here and some of my plans of what I might be doing with my family and friends. So, but listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the last few minutes. And we haven't shared a little bit, but I just wanted to say thank you. That's it. Listen, please, please take care of yourself. These holidays are coming in, and take care of your families. Because family's important, along with good friends. And if you see somebody that needs a helping hand, stick yours out and help them. I believe this one act really will make the world a better place. And it will help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you can be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We'll talk again.